This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a pretty amazing thing when you get right down to it. Without the sun, there is no earth. There is no...
Yeah, life cannot exist.
Zero. Nope, it doesn't do us any good to complain about the sun because it's there right in the summertime. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, I'm getting a sunburn. Oh,
wintertime.
It's too cold.
I'm still getting a sunburn. SPF.
You can get a sunburn. And if you're a skier, especially you go out on the slopes on a sunny day, wow, you can get a good sunburn.
So the
weather, I think the focus here is on how the weather is improving around the country, because the jet stream, when there is an El Nino year, as we have this year, the jet stream tends to go south. And so what we're seeing and what you're going to feel, we've had a couple of weeks of really cold weather around the country. It's been, maybe 3-4 weeks. As far south as Texas, freezing temperatures, but all that is changing now. So that we'll have pretty much where you and I are in the northeast, Jay. You're in Ohio, I'm in Massachusetts, or at least I am right now. And for the next couple of days, the weather up in the 40s and 50s, it's 27 on the farm right now down at the barn, but it's supposed to go up tomorrow at this time, probably about 10 degrees warmer, and that's because the warm weather that's coming across the northern plains and into Chicagoland and this way in this direction will dominate the weather for the next 10 days or so. Not much snow anywhere. So there you go. That's the weather. Now let's do food. Let's do food. I am going to have a conversation this week on Good Day Health with both Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus about COVID-19 shots. I've had this conversation with Ken already. He and I often talk. Well, we're all friends, so we talk often on the phone, quick conversations about this, that, or the other thing. And so I said to Ken the other day that I thought that my problems, my health problems with this cough, dry cough that I've had for a couple of months, and companion virus that was so virulent, he says the toughest year for flu for decades. Jay sent me an interesting note last week about the impact of the COVID shots. And whether she's got me thinking about this. And Jay, if you want to go into that, because I'm going to present a solution. Oh, okay, all right. Well, there you go. The idea of shots and what it does to your body. Everybody's body is different, so I'll give you that much. And the doctors will give you that much. We all have. That's why the fact that there's DNA from all of us that now can be tested and you can be shown. It's like fingerprints. Right? Everybody's fingerprints are different, so your DNA is different.
Yeah,
so because of that, my theory is that the DNA in your body is affected by these shots. And there are a lot of people, my pharmacist is one who agrees with that. In fact, he steers me away from most of the medicine that I might take, like the shots. He steered me away from taking any more shots. I didn't really want to anyway. But he said, you don't know really what the impact has been. And so Jay got me thinking about what might have happened because I had the first round of shots. So the solution now to the problem, it can be as simple as pineapples and pineapple juice. Whether or not pineapples can be a new weapon against COVID-19, the pineapple juice that you could use for your cough, and it may be... According to some doctors, it may be the solution for the injection that you took. And the other question, okay, is it the weapon? But the other side of it is, what do you have to lose by drinking pineapple juice?
Unless you're allergic to pineapple juice, yeah. It's just try it anyway. Like, why
not?
Pineapple juice is delicious.
Yeah, but how could you be allergic to it? What is there in there?
How could you be allergic to pineapple? Yeah. People are allergic to different things. If someone's allergic to pineapples, then that might not be something to try. But back to the COVID vaccine, one of the things I found so fascinating is how even just the vaccine itself affected people so differently. I know people who had the vaccine, and they didn't experience any side effects from
it. They got the shots.
Other people had, exhaustion. I had the first two rounds, the first two doses, and then I had one booster, so I had three shots total. And each shot I got, I was progressively worse. I think after the booster, I had to even call off of work for 2 days because I was so violently ill just from that booster. Mm-hmm. That I swore already then before I started feeling like I'm having some complications from it, but I already swore it off of I am too sick from getting the vaccine. And yes, I got pretty sick from COVID, but... Yeah. It's just absurd. And the whole idea that if somebody's against the COVID vaccine, then they're automatically these anti-vaxxers and all of this stuff. I'm okay with other vaccines. I get the flu shot every year. But when it comes to the COVID vaccine, decide for yourself. Take it up with your doctor if you have questions. But everybody needs to just stay out of other people's business and stop telling people that they should get it or they're idiots if they get it and all of this stuff.
Well, but that's the tone that we have in our country these days. That's it. You fit in. I remember I told the story on the air last year when Megan, about this time as a matter of fact, Megan and Miles were here because we didn't do Christmas together, so they came out here before. It was the beginning of January before Miles and Megan had to go back to school. And so we went into Boston on a train. Miles loves to ride on the train. And Megan and Miles put masks on. And I posted that picture on my Facebook page and was attacked by a couple of Jerkleburgers who said, "What's the story with a mask? Why are you letting your children wear a mask?" I thought to myself, "You jerk. Personal choices? Megan chooses to wear. I chose to wear for a while, and then I didn't think it made much difference because most of the masks were nonsense. The only good mask was that N95 mask, and I made sure that the two of them had it. And I wore it when I thought given the fact that I travel as much as I do, I probably ought to wear it more than I do. But I don't. And so that's my choice, their choice, your choice. But don't be taking shots at people because they choose to wear them. It's just that's the kind of stuff Jay's talking about. Mm-hmm. It just gets, they get into you because you don't fit into some groove. Well, take your groove and use it for something else. So the pineapple
is not always about COVID, too. Yeah, and with the mask, it's not always about COVID, too. Sometimes people, maybe they already, I will notice if I feel I have a cold and I'm coughing a lot and I'm sneezing a lot and I have to go to the grocery store, I'll wear a mask just out of courtesy to other people because I know I'm coughing and sneezing a lot. I want to keep my germs to myself, but I will fly with a mask, and that is because people smell. I have noticed how bad people smell in enclosed spaces, and if you've ever sat next to somebody who you can tell they have not washed their denim jeans in weeks possibly, that is a very unique smell. And a mask just
is
a little bit of a barrier, and you can put a little bit of essential oil on that mask, and you can smell something pleasant without offending other people with your essential oil. Yeah. And sometimes it's just about privacy and the fact that some people smell.
You're making me think about stuff. I'm just thinking to myself, Jay's so right that people, I try to ride in the front of the plane as often as I can because I don't like being in close quarters. I'm a little, I used to be a lot more conscious of being closed in than I am now. But the business about being in a bigger seat and having a bed and that kind of stuff when I take a trip across the country, that's what I want to do. You're right. You get up and most of the time I'm on the aisle. Once in a while I get into the window and you get up and you walk across somebody to get out and you can smell what Jay is talking about. And it isn't just men, it's women too.
Yeah.
Who have worn their clothes longer than they probably should have. You change your underwear every day, boys and girls.
Yeah, change those. But let's be honest. Are we all really only wearing a top or a pair of pants once before washing it? We're all wearing it a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly.
But not for weeks and on end.
No. Oof, stinky bunga. But so the business about the pineapple, though, somebody will say to me, Ken will say to me, that it hasn't been scientifically... there hasn't been a scientific journal or a peer review done of whether pineapple fixes the problem. You know what? I wouldn't say this. I wouldn't say it to Ken because I have too much respect for him. But my response to that here and now is, so what? What do you have to lose? Pineapple's good for you no matter what. So take it. Maybe it'll help you out. It's a suggestion, right? We're full of suggestions. Anyway, that'll be one of the things that we talk about. Good Day Health in the weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, two different hours of a very different approach to your medical realities. So I invite you, as I do every week, to partake. It's on different times, different, most of the station that carries this program carries those programs different times over the weekend. So Good Day Health, something to look to enjoy or learn from. I have looked at a survey of young left-leaning voters who are not planning to vote for Joe Biden and who it is that they say they're going to. You know, it's funny how you gravitate to stories that agree with you. And so I'm looking at all these young voters who want a third party. They don't think America is being served by. There's an interview with, these are about six or seven different youngsters, different backgrounds. Some of them come from conservative families. Some of them come from liberal families. So the Democrats and the party machine is going to put Joe Biden up. Okay, that's fine. There's a survey suggesting that 37% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 have a negative view of both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That is, they are not going to, this is like 4 years ago it was 28%, so now it's 37%. Numbers going up. And there are more young people who are more politically engaged now than they used to be, and they don't want to vote for Joe Biden. They just think that we better go in a different direction. So let's see what impact that has on the voting. Now it's 18 after on Good Day.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with lots of friends. Not too many relatives listening to the program. I don't have that many relatives to begin with. And then my mother, who used to listen to me when she was sick, as she would. It was going to that. Listen, I don't want to go down that track. Let's get on to some social media info in this portion of this hour. We take apart some of the things that are in the guts of social media itself. Like, let's talk about Elon Musk, who says that he's got some coverage of a Neuralink implant into somebody's brain. He says that this implant into a brain in a human patient has been done on a tech entrepreneur. So what does this... he's recovering well after getting the implant. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. This is a company that he owns, right? I think he has this. This is a company. So yeah. He's spreading word about another company he owns on another company he owns. That is X. About this implant.
Yeah. A lot of, this is one of those things. I know this is where the future is going with these brain chips and these implants, and it's great that the human patient is doing good, relatively speaking, so far.
Yeah.
But just, I advise anybody to go watch the Belko experiment. It's a film. It's a horror film. But this is the thing that first pops into my brain.
It's like Frankenstein sticking stuff into your brain.
Right. And again, but leave it to Musk to come up with, or somebody hacks into the control stuff. Like it's no.
How do you not have this? That's a great question. You put these things into a brain that's connected to some kind of computer. How do you keep the computer from being hacked and your brain from then being hacked?
Yeah,
I guess that's the question.
It's
right?
Almost like computer-generated telepathy. I'm all for telepathy and telekinesis and all of that stuff, but not from a computer, not from a brain chip that's been implanted.
Thank you, but no thanks. All right, yesterday at this time I was talking about the, this is kind of a fly in the face. After I say something on the air, then people get all jugged up about it and say, okay, I'm going to change the course of history. Because yesterday I said, we post these political questions like, is whether or not RFK would be on the ticket with Trump, is that good? So now we see that after I mentioned it on the air, tons of people responded. So, okay, I give in. I'll tell you what some of our listeners are saying. Here's Jim Mancuso. Said about 40% of this nation is straight. Apparently 85% of your audience is also. Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
Jim, thanks very much. Jeff Schmidt.
I loathe that word. I loathe it.
What, retarded?
Yeah.
Or uneducated.
It sends chills on my spine.
Joanne says it would never happen. Plus two rich old white men. It's part of the problem. We need new blood in the White House. Well, that sort of is what I was talking about with that survey the Pew people did about kids who are James. James Collins is the person that survey is talking about.
Absolutely.
So how do you vote Republican or Democrat, or do you just choose? How have you voted in your few years that you've been voting?
I would say that I'm more left-leaning. Good Lord.
Yeah.
But I've never voted just based off of the party. I've always voted just based off of what I believe is the right candidate, you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's fun. That's pretty much
it. Now, back in 2020, it was Joe Biden. But now, seeing what he's done in action, I'm not really a fan of him.
So you were one of the three. You were one of the three people in Texas who voted for Joe Biden.
One of the three people, yeah.
That's it, right.
And I understand now that, you know, at the time, maybe I thought it was a
waste of
vote. Yeah,
but.
Yeah,
right. All right, Joanne says, it will never happen. Okay. Greg Donahue says, I'd regard it as a stunt. And let's see, what else have we got here? John Nielsen says, I won't vote for anyone whose name is Biden or Trump. There you go. Well, that's why.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans are continuing to push forward the impeachment of a member of President Biden's cabinet, USA's John Schaefer.
Attempts to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his management of the border crisis are intensifying. The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republicans, currently drafting articles of impeachment against the secretary. A potential vote on the House floor could take place as early as next week.
The Department of Justice is opening an investigation into defund the police proponent.
opponent and squad Congresswoman Cori Bush, a Democrat of Missouri. Bush came under scrutiny last year when she married her security guard and kept him on her campaign payroll. On Tuesday, Bush responded with remarks of her own, stating the DOJ's new investigation into her campaign spending is politically motivated. She claims, quote, right-wing organizations are behind the probe. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Good day.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
It's gonna be a good
day. The water's boiling.
Hello!
That was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Good movie. Doubtfire was a really good movie. I feel like it hits differently when you watch it as a child versus when you watch it as an adult.
How so?
Well, understanding why Robin Williams' character was so adamant about doing whatever he needed to do to see his children, the love of a parent to a child, and also why Sally Field's character was so upset when he had that party while she was at work and brought a giant farm animal into the house. Like, no. She had every right to be flipping tables.
There you go. All right, here we are with a focus on a radio program. It's not television. You don't have to have your eyes working well. You just have to be able to listen. We were talking about Huey Lewis earlier and how he is able to perform even though he's lost his hearing. He has the same sort of thing that that bothered Rush Limbaugh, Meniere's disease and then the complications from it. And in essence, how if you're, it got me to thinking about what cherished, you know, we take our, a lot of our senses for granted, right? The touch, the eyes, the smell, the taste, your ears, what you can hear. And if you don't have it, ever know anybody who is deaf? I've known people who were deaf. And it's interesting how it changes their speech pattern, among other things. Just the whole idea of being thankful for your ability to hear things. Imagine if you went to school and you were put in front of the class and you were asked to talk. When you talk, you only say what you think you know. When you listen, though, you have the opportunity to learn more than you know. So it's so important to have the ability to tune into voices and to tune into thoughts and to just tune in. Protect your ears. Protect your hearing. I have a hearing test every year. It started when my daughter said, "Dad, you sure you're hearing everything?" Okay, because I have a habit of saying, "Huh? Do you ever know? Do I do that with you, Jay? I don't know if I do it."
I haven't noticed you do that, but I do know a lot of people will say, "Huh?" or "What?" Huh? And it's not that they didn't hear, but it's just kind of how their brain quickly is processing the information, and it's almost like a pause. Because have you noticed if you take a pause without saying something as acknowledging that you heard the person speak while you're thinking, then they repeat it because it's, they think you didn't hear them. It's like, no, I'm processing. Give me a moment. Like, you have to do something, because I'm the same way. If I say something and somebody doesn't respond, I'm like, hello. It's like, no, give me a second.
Are you listening? You hear me?
I will not be ignored.
So, and that's one of the things I was taught as a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s. There was a red light in the studio. Anybody who's listening that was around then and playing music, you remember what happened when there was dead air. A second of dead air, and the red light would go on in the studio. Because you're not supposed to have any dead air. Everything's got to be tight. So as I matured and started doing talk in 74, and got into it really in the 80s, by the time I was mid-80s, I had a couple of pretty good jobs. And one of the things that I used to punctuate what I was saying was silence. I'd make a point, and I'd stop and just let it roll into people's ears, into their head. And it was so foreign to people, even people I was working for, program people, is there a problem? Is there something going on in the studio? Why aren't you talking? And I would say, I'm just trying to get to a point where people can actually hear what I'm saying. If it's something that was I deemed important or earth-shattering, you know, we all think all of our thoughts are earth-shattering, right? Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. And now I do the same thing here from time to time. I'll just let, you know, especially if Jennifer and Jay are teasing me, I'll just let it go, and, you know, it'll make the situation worse for them. Not for me. I'll just stop. Listen,
I don't tease.
No.
I just laugh.
Jennifer is a bad influence. Right, exactly. All right, so NASA... The website. My mind is thinking about a lot of things today, as it usually is. Earlier on, we had a conversation about, a quick conversation about the sun and where we'd be without it. And we'd be no place, because there would be nothing without the sun. And then I started thinking again about my fascination with the NASA website. So every day I go in there and try to find something new. And what I found today that's new, according to NASA and the exploration that's going on at Mars, they've discovered that there is a mountain, a volcano, that apparently has been active in the last 100,000 years, and it's an astounding 5 miles above sea level. So it's three times larger than Mount Everest, which is the largest mountain that we have here on the Earth. And so when you look at some of the dimensions, not only of this mountain, but of some of the other mountains that are on the Martian, the equivalent of the Rocky Mountains, shall we say. It's pretty fascinating. Also, on the NASA website today, the Moonwalker's footprints, the fact that they have figured out that those footprints, you know, there's a lot of dust. When you, if you look at the video of the lander, the moon lander, landing apparatus, you see the dust kind of spraying up around it. But when the first step was made, remember, one small step for man, one large step for mankind?
Yeah, mankind. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that footstep will be on the moon for millions and millions and millions of years. It is it will not be erased by wind because there is no wind. There's dust, but there's nothing to carry the dust because there's no wind. There's no atmosphere. What about that, huh? This was, remember, this was made 50 years ago, and we think, oh, is it still there? Yeah, it'll be there 50 million years from now. Right? And hopefully we don't mess things up so that we can still have a moon in 50 million years. And so the other thing that is there, and as part of the whole business about the Webb telescope and what's the essence of time travel, we were talking yesterday about how the moon, that helicopter that's no longer in service, could be activated in 8 seconds, and we did the math, and it was like you get a headache after you after you did the math. But you think about the stars that we're looking at right now, you're actually seeing what they look like millions of years ago. And it's so hard to, and this is even in our own, this is in our galaxy. Never mind what is outside everywhere else. Do you wonder, when you look at a particular star, if it still exists? It's more than likely that it doesn't, which is kind of interesting.
So, seeing things from the past. Our current time is somewhere else's past.
Yep. Okay, so what will happen in the next 4 billion years? I want to talk about that for a second, then I got to move into some other stuff that's a little bit more temporal. The Milky Way, our galaxy, is going to collide with our neighbor galaxy, the Andromeda, in 4 billion years. How in the world anybody figures this out is way beyond my pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a tragedy, but apparently the merger of our two galaxies will lead to a new and more complex galaxy. We won't know anything about it. Don't you want to be around, though, 4 billion years from now and kind of figure out what the heck is going on?
Are we talking about being cryogenically frozen and then waking up then? Or just
that
being alive for that length of time? Because that is, there's a lot of stuff to see. That just gives me anxiety thinking about it.
Blows your mind, doesn't it, huh? All right, Elon Musk. Let's go back to Mr. Musk. We had a story in our social media department about this new company that he's got that's installing a brain chip in somebody's brain to fix a brain cancer or a brain problem, whatever it was. And Jay turns up her nose at it, thinking that this is not cool. Mm-hmm. How are you going to keep somebody from hacking your brain? That's a good question. Okay, so yesterday, a Delaware judge tossed out Mr. Musk's $56 billion pay package. The people who work at Tesla and some some of the stockholders have finally woken up. He paid himself last year $50 billion from Tesla. So there's no profit and then some. So this year he was slated to make $56 billion in his Tesla pay package. And so a judge yesterday in Delaware said, nope. No, no. And as a result of that, I thought this was interesting. The shares of Tesla dropped a couple of points because investors think that Tesla is him and he is Tesla. So is that, you know, all of those of you who have those crap can Teslas, what do you think about that? The Tesla board What are you laughing at?
Just the way you word it.
Yeah.
How you like it now?
Yeah, right. It's a piece of crap. Anyway, the Tesla board has been criticized for not getting in front of this or allowing him to set his own pay, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you look at Forbes magazine. Is he the richest guy in the world? Well, if he gets $56 billion this year, he will be. He's got a 10-year payout agreement. And mostly he gets paid based on the price of stock. Yeah, that's really, we keep talking about this stuff with regard to what's wrong with our system. The people, what's wrong is that the people who run these companies get paid on the value of the stock. That's it. They can figure out any way they want to screw around with you, their customers. As long as the stock price goes up, they get paid more. And that's the system. Not bad. It just, you know, it doesn't always lead to the best results. So, at the moment, Musk is worth $210 billion. All right, will he be the first person that gets to a trillion? Is that discussion, or is it going to be Bezos, or is it going to be Bill Gates, or, you know, who is it going to be?
Yeah, I think that they're definitely in the top five. It's going to more than likely be one of them.
Yeah.
Who's top right now? It's Bill Gates, right?
No, it's just Musk.
Musk
I
is?
I think it's Musk. Musk, and maybe it's one of the three of them. I don't remember which one. You know, Forbes magazine has all of that stuff. Here's a... there's a bunch of stuff floating around about his personal stuff that I want to get to. Before I do that, though, because we're running a little tight on time in this half hour, the couple of guys that were stranded in the Gulf of Mexico, they were rescued by a Carnival cruise ship. Did you see that? The staff of the Carnival Jubilee spotted this guy who was just floating out in the open water.
Yeah, they were in
the boat
kayak.
He was in.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little kayak, and it sunk, so the Carnival cruise ship picked him up. Sounds like a bad scene from the Titanic. All right, 48 after on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My dog sings better than yours. Hello. It's Warren Eckstein time here on the Good Day program. Warren is the host of the Pet Show, and I guess you could define your pet in any number of ways. Most people think of pets as dogs, cats. Some people have snakes. Some people have bunnies. Some people have elephants. An elephant is a pet. I think I'm thinking, Warren, of going on a safari in November to one of the outposts in Africa. I've never been on a safari, and I got an invitation yesterday and thought, you know what? This would be a good way to spend a week in a way that I have never spent time before. So I'm thinking, but the reality is that there are lots of different pets. People, I'm sure somebody somewhere has got an elephant as a pet. Right? Can't imagine having
people
too close.
Ask me,
I got cows as pets.
What was my strangest pet? What was your strangest? That's great. I always had, as a kid, I had, much to my parents' chagrin, Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Oh, my. That sounds, yeah. Where do you find them? Hello?
In Madagascar.
under a rock in Madagascar,
large.
Yeah.
They're very, yeah. You can get them. They're very large. And when they get upset, they hiss. And I found them fascinating. One of the advantages of being Warren growing up is that no one would ever go into my room.
Ah, perfect.
My sister, my parents, no one would go. They had no idea what was going on in there. Was it a snake? Was it a lizard?
They didn't want to know.
Was it a cockroach? Was it a rat? There you go.
I see nothing.
As long as you love the pet and as long as you treat it properly, people that, you know, there are
exactly.
people that say, some
exactly.
people have a lot of reptiles. I've had people that have yeah. frogs for pets and mm-hmm. worms, pet worms. Yeah. So, yeah, if it makes you happy, it makes you happy.
Meet Fred, my pet worm. Hello. All right. I want to know whether or not dogs have a foot fetish. We were talking off the air about dogs licking your toes. That's kind of a weird thing. In the fetish department, there are a lot of different fetishes, and some people have a foot fetish. So do dogs, does it indicate that the dog has a foot fetish if the dog licks your toes?
Let me just say this right off the bat. If you have a dog that's licking your toes, first of all, don't feel flattered. It's not because your toes are so attractive. It's because they stink.
They stink.
And what they
that's
stink.
Right.
Exactly right. And the bottom line is simply this. Sweet, stinky feet are full of biological information, such as pheromones. Sweat contains salt, which many dogs find appealing. However, if it goes on for more than a few minutes at a time and it's all the time, then you may have a behavioral issue and it may be some type of compulsive problem. But dogs have what's called the Jacobson's organ. So what happens is when they taste something, they're actually smelling it at the same time. And their sense of smell is incredible. So that's why they constantly lick areas that are not nice for us, but our feet and other parts of the body that have a stronger scent. That's why dogs are always there.
You know, we're talking about different pets. A lot of people love horses. There's a story about a Colorado barn manager who became a hero because he rescued four horses from a barn that was on fire. You know, you see or hear of all of these sorts of it reminds me of an episode maybe of Yellowstone where the trainer or the person that takes care of the animals actually lives and sleeps in the barn. And that's where this guy was, and somehow or another there were 14 horses that were trapped inside the barn, and this guy was sleeping in the barn. He was the property manager. He ran in. It was dark, and he knew that because of the smoke and stuff, that there was a short period of time that he had to get these
sure.
animals out. And the horses actually scream. They're kicking and screaming to get out of the barn. And so he got at least most of the horses out of the barn.
You know, Doug, I have my own nonprofit, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund.org, and it's
yes.
been around for years now. And we donate to small mom and pop organizations, and we've hit every state so far. Recently, we donated some money to a group on the East Coast that does nothing but rescue injured, blind, old, lame horses. That's all they
yeah.
do, is because there's a definite need for that. What an
yeah.
there's so many incredible people out there. You know, we hear about the person on TV or talking about animals, but the people that really do the bulk of the work, you'll never know, you'll never hear about them because
nope.
Danielle's have dog poop on them from cleaning up all the time. Those are the people
yeah.
that I support. Those are the people I really, really need our help. It's not the multi-zillion dollar companies. They do okay work. They do great work and get a lot of stuff out there. But it's the mom and pop that you don't hear about that raises $50 to spay a dog. Those are the people that do most of the rescue work in this country and deserve the money. Just my
yep.
opinion.
You can go to Warren's, the website for the pet show is thepetshow.com. Find out more about Hugs and Kisses. There's actually a website that supports Hugs and Kisses, hugsandkisses.com. This is a vitamin mineral supplement that Warren sells on his program. He prepares it. It's really very, it's the best. I give it to Daisy. But the fact that the profits go to help things, as he just described, very cool. All right, so go online, get the essential nutrients you need for your dog, your cat, hugsandkisses.com. 59 after the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.